Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis of Maseches Shabbos. We're holding on the very last line of Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. So Gemara discusses being metaltel avanim for the Beis HaKiseh. Avanim were needed to wipe oneself in the Beis HaKiseh. So Boi Minei Rab Bar Rav Shilom Mei Rav Chista Maula Losam Achrav Legag. Are you allowed to be mala avanim to a roof? Bring up avanim to the roof if you go there to relieve yourself, or is it aser because it's considered an extra tircha? So Amalei Gadol Kavod Abriyos Shadocha Sosei Shabbat. We find that Kavod Abrios is docha even a losa say Shabbat Torah, that even though there's an isra in the Torah of losucha lehisalim, that when you see an aveda you have to go and return it, but if it's a zakin ve lefi kvodo, if it's someone that it's beneath his dignity to carry around such an aveda, he's allowed to ignore it. So therefore, even though the rabbanon say you're not allowed to be metalta l'rak on Shabbos and it's a violation of losasa min adavar sheir gidu l'cha yaminu small, nevertheless that lav is pushed away for the sake of Kavod Abrios. So even if it involves some tircha, Yosef Maremar Barkamer Lalashmait, Maremar was saying this, and Esve Ravina Maremar, Ravina challenged Maremar that it says in the Brisa Rabbi Eliezer Amar Notel Adam Kisei Mishelafanav, that a person could take on Yantif a splinter from what's in front of him on the ground, Lachzos Poshinov, to use as a toothpick, Vechamam Lo Yital Elamin HaEvil Shel Behema, that he's not allowed to take a kiseim except for from the avos of a behema, from the trough of a behema that the animal eats out of, that the kisamim, the splinters that are there for the animals to eat, are muchan on Erev Yantif, are ready to be used on Yantif. But you're not allowed to take a splinter that's there on the karka in order to use as a toothpick, because it's not mukhan, it's considered to be mukhtza. But having meat stuck between your teeth, or broccoli, or whatever, spinach between your teeth, is a ganai, and it's going to be chisaron in Kavod Abrios. You see that we don't allow being tiltal mukhtza just for the sake of Kavod Abrios. That's a kashan of chista. How can you allow being mala avanim to a gag on Shabbos for the sake of Kavod Abrios? Says Mara, hachi hashta. You can't ask from this braisa on Rav Chista. There's a simple chiluk. Hasam, when it comes to removing the splinter, it was already huchan me'erev yom tov, so we're not matir to be metaltled for Kavod Abrios because Adam kovea makom su'uda. Hacha, Adam kovea makom v'sakise. Over there, a person has a place where he knows he's going to eat. He's got a dining room, and therefore, he should have brought toothpicks there on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yantif. Since he was negligent that he didn't do that, we didn't see a need to be makel for him for the sake of Kavod Abrios. But when it comes to going to the bathroom, a person doesn't always know where he's going to go to the bathroom, and therefore we can't be so machmir in him. We have to allow him to bring stones to wherever it is that he's going to be using the bathroom. Amravuna also lifnos pasadanir b'shabbos. A person is not allowed to go to the bathroom in a field that has been plowed and is ready for planting on Shabbos. My time. So what's the reason? Ilema mishum davsha. If it's because you're going to be trampling all over the field, you're going to be ruining the plowed ground. Afilu b'chol Nami, then it's got nothing to do with Shabbos. You shouldn't be able to do that during the week either. You're ruining someone else's field. It must be that the concern is that you're going to uproot grass, and when you take rocks that are in that field, you're going to be uprooting the grass around the rocks. But didn't Reish Lakish say that if you have a rock that has grass on it, you're allowed to wipe with it on Shabbos because you're not having kavana to be tolish asavim v'tolish mimela b'Shabbos, and so someone who takes grass on purpose, b'kavana, on Shabbos, chayiv chatas. So that is going to be chayiv chatas. So you see that we shouldn't aser going to the field, to someone else's field on Shabbos, because you might be mekaneach with a rock that has grass on it. That's mutter. So what's the issue with going to a field to go to the bathroom? Ella, so we have to say the reason that you're not allowed to do it is, dilma nakit me'ilai v'shadil tata'i. We're afraid you're going to take a rock from a mound, from the top of a mound that's in the field to be mekaneach with, and then you'll put it on the bottom where there's a hole in the ground, o mechayiv mishum de rabba, and you'll be chayiv for what Rabba spoke about. Dam rabba hais lo guma utmama bebayis chayiv mishum bona besada chayiv mishum choresh, that if there's a hole in the ground and you fill in that hole, if you did it in the house, it's a chayiv of bona on Shabbos, and if you did it in the field, it's considered to be plowing on Shabbos. Gufa amrish lachish sor shalabas. If you have have a rock that has grass in it, mutul kaneach bav hatolish b'mena b'Shabbos. But if you rip out the grass on Shabbos, chayev chatos. Amar of papi shma mina midreish lakish. What we see from Reish Lakish that you're allowed to be that you're allowed to take a rock that has grass on it to wipe with, and we don't say that when you pick up the rock, it's considered as if you're uprooting the grass that's on that rock from the karka that it's being nourished from. That we see from there, high parpisa shori little tule. If you have an otzitz knuckle, if you have a potted plant that has a hole in the bottom of it, you're allowed to pick it up and be metalted on Shabbos, and it's not considered that you're being tolish zrayim from where they're growing. Maskev l'Rav Kana, so Rav Kana challenges that. He says, im amru, if we say you're allowed to take a rock, l'sorech, for the sake of wiping, because that's necessary for kavod abrios. Yomru shelo l'tzorech, you think you're just allowed to move potted plants around that have a hole in the bottom of the pot where it's no kavod abrios need? Certainly you're not allowed to do that. Once we're talking about a natzitz nakuv, once we're talking about a potted plant that has a hole in the bottom, so let's say a chiddush about it. If it's on the ground, and you put it up on pegs, then you're chayev for being tolish, for detaching it from the ground. If it was on pegs, and you put it down on the ground, now you're chayev for planting. You're not allowed to use broken pieces of pottery to wipe oneself with on Shabbos. My time, but why not? If it's because it's dangerous, you shouldn't be allowed to do it on a weekday either. Maybe the reason is that it's a problem of kishuf, that someone who uses cheres, it could damage him. So you can't say that's the reason, because then you shouldn't be allowed to do it on a weekday either. So why is Rabbi Yochanan only concerned about Shabbos? The reason that it's usher to use on Shabbos is because you're going to remove hair that's at the opening, which is because it's very sharp, and that's the problem. Well, that's not a problem. Davashen Miskavin, who? It's a Davashen Miskavin. It should be Mutter. So, Amr of Nasan Baroshia, Gavar Rabba Amr Milsa. If a person says something, if a great man says something, Nema Bataima, we should give a reason for it so that people shouldn't think that it makes no sense. So, Lomi Baye Bechalda Usher, you don't need to tell me that on a weekday it's usher to be Mekanech Becheres, because it's a concern of kishuv, aval b'Shabbos whole vika toras kli alav. But on Shabbos, since it has a din of a kli, because you could use it for chitoy of a fire or to catch some water, and it's not muktza, so shabir dami, I might think that it's a perfectly good thing to use to wipe with, because meaning it, I might think that it's the better of the two choices. If the other choice is a rock, which is muktza, so even though normally I would refrain from using a piece of cheres because there's the chashash of kishuf, but when the other choice is a rock, this is better than a rock, so kamash malon. That's why Rabbi Yochanan wants to tell me that that's not so, that even on Shabbos you can be mekaneach with a tzor, and you should not be mekaneach with shivrei charasim. Rava masni la mishum hasharas nimin. Rava learned that the reason that Rabbi Yochanan answered using broken pieces of pottery is because of the hair removal by the opening of the body. V'kashale d'Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore he had a stira between two things Rabbi Yochanan said. Miyam Rabbi Yochanan also Mekaneach b'cheres b'Shabbos. Does Rabbi Yochanan really say that you're not allowed to be mekaneach with pottery on Shabbos? Alma davar shein miskavin aser. That sounds like he holds that a davar shein miskavin is aser. Ham Rabbi Yochanan lach k'stam mishnah. But doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say that we pass like a stam mishnah utznan, and we have a stam mishnah meseches nazir that says nazir chof if a mufas face of a little sorek, that a nazir is able to part his hair and he's able to separate his hair, and it's true some hair might be removed, but it's a davar shein miskavin. The only thing he's not allowed to do is comb his hair, because that's going to be a psik ratio where hair is definitely going to fall out. But you see that if it's not definitely going to happen, it's only davar shein miskavein, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Ele michavarta k'drav nasan baroshia. So you have to say that the reason that Rabbi Yochanan says asur to be mekanech b'shivrei cheres on Shabbos is because it's either an issue of sakana or it's an issue of kishuf. But it can't be that it's an issue of hair removal. A little bit vaiter says more Mike Shafim. What exactly is this inyan of kishuf that we're worried about being mekaneach with a cheres with? Ki od Rav Chisav, Rabba Rav Huna, Azli ba'arba, they were going on a boat once, Amar lehu ahu matrunisa, and a certain noble woman said, Osvan bahadaychu, Let me sit with them, with you guys on a boat. V'lo'osvua, they wouldn't let her sit with them. Amra yihimilso, so she said some sort of kishuv, some sort of incantation or something. Asarta li'arba, and it tied the boat down. The boat was unable to move. Amru inhumilso, so they said something using shemos of tahara and kedusha, sharyuha, and it untied the boat and allowed the boat to move again. Amru lehu, mayavadachu. So she said, what am I supposed to do? I can't hurt you. T'lomakaneach lehu b'chaspa, and it's obviously because you don't wipe yourselves with cheres, and you don't kill lice on your clothing, and you don't take out a bundle of a vegetable from the bundle that the that they make when they prepare that when they cut from the garden. You untie the whole bundle first, and then you eat from the vegetables instead of pulling a vegetable out of the bundle. So since you don't do any of those things, that's why kishuf doesn't have an effect on you. So you do see that someone who does these things, kishuf will have an effect on them. And therefore, one is not supposed to wipe with a piece of pottery, because kishuf will then have an impact on that person. Okay, so next time we'll pick up at the two dots on Pei Beis Amud Aleph.